Dear brothers and sisters, we as a members of this church who love God desire to fully get rid of sin and enter into the New Jerusalem. We have a zeal to receive the power and bear abundant fruits to greatly accomplish God's kingdom. But it's impossible to achieve with just a fever, a fervor and a zeal. God's power and the help from the Holy Spirit is required. To attain the spiritual strength from above, God-pleasing prayer and the appropriate fasting are needed. Sincere fasting, when faced with a problem unable to be solved through the human efforts, have a great strength. Of course, it needs to fasting that is pleasing to God. May you all receive the great love and the blessing by offering God-pleasing prayer and a fast. I pray in the name of the Lord that peace, joy, and answers will overflow to you in these dark times. Last time, I preached that in order to fast in a way that pleases God, first of all, you need to fast at the right time and for the right purpose. Second, in order to offer the fasting that pleased God, it must be done for a purpose that is proper in light of the truth. James chapter 4, 2, 3 says, "You lost and did not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight in the quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask, do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures." This is true even when praying without fasting. Moreover, if you fast for untruth, you cannot receive an answer. If you seek financial blessing out of the greed rather than out of faith, then it has nothing to do with God no matter how much you fast. If you seek various spiritual gifts, you must first prepare a clean vessel and ask for the glory of the God. But the problem, bigger problem is that you don't recognize your real hurt. You are greedy. Just thinking, I will run forward the planting and the getting a blessing from God. But Father God, always seek the center of your heart. Even you seem to work hard for God and planning the abundant financial things to God. But over time, your heart would change it, and previously God knew it. And also some just behavior less than they ask for their blessing or answers. But I'm really sorry to see that some believers planting the very less amount of the offering to Father God, but having desire the bigger, much bigger financial blessing. It's definitely, it's kind of a greed. And that's for especially the getting the financial blessing, you needed to sow and plan. So offering to Father God day by day. And if Father God answered to you just kind of a less behaving or planning, it could be harm to your souls. So we needed to plant and show the faith according to the spiritual realms, spiritual law. And also, Father God really want to give you a spiritual blessing, not a physical or financial blessing. And always measure the what you are doing present. And then if he showed a measure that you enough get a spiritual blessing, then he answered your physical blessings. If you seek various spiritual gifts, you must first prepare a clean vessel and ask for the glory of God. But if you pray for your spiritual eyes to be opened without the circumcising your heart, this is greed. When you fast to receive a power, you must circumcise that heart and pray fervently with the soul's focus of the glorifying God. The true person to pray for glory of a God, they always are mindful of neighbors and the souls around them and help them. And they just considered their difficulties like themselves. So they just, you know, embrace the kind of a hope of, if I have a power of a God and help them, how could they would be happier? The true people to seek glory of a God, so thinking like this way. But if some workers seek the glory of a God to be recognized themselves from others, you can see things go wrong for some people with a weak faith and a love who fast for a long period of time to seek spiritual gifts. Long-term fasting can damage the body. There are also cases where people become arrogant and subject themselves to the Satan's work after fasting. When you fast, it's important to first carefully check whether you are fasting and praying out of a greed or whether you are truly fasting and praying with a purpose that is appropriate before God. Third, in order to offer fasting that is pleasing God, you must get rid of all walls of sin. As Isaiah chapter 59:1-2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sin have hidden his face from so that he does not hear." It's important to find the wall of sin blocking blessing and or healing, then completely repent to receive the answers. So it's really important to keep your mind that what you repented and what's wrong to you. Just check up from some of your hurt by yourself. And praying for that, give us strength to change yourself. And then you can start fasting. But just only doing fast is not much useless. You can receive the answer if you repent of not living according to God's words and fast before asking for any hurt, desire, or fleshly needs. For example, a family comes together for a 3 days fast for a family members suffering from the evil spirits. When they finish and ask God's servant of power to hold the worship and the drive away demons, the evil spirits immediately depart. Likewise, 3 days of fasting is so powerful to drive away the demons. It's important to repent about idol worshiping, not being one with the love as a family. They need to completely repent before fasting as one heart. Equally, it's important to find the reason for healing disease, why you couldn't receive the protection from God, and then completely repent before fasting. However, being dozed off during the worship and the prayer time is extremely rude before God. So before fasting, you need to repent about any rude and discourteous actions before God to then offer worship and the prayer in spirit and the truth. When you couldn't be protected from God due to such a large wall of a sin, simply fasting won't make the problem disappear. And for those of fasting to receive the blessing, it's even more important to please God. You cannot simply fast and ask for blessing when you make a God sad from rude and insolent actions. If there's a wall of a sin due to ceasing prayer from deeds of a flesh or from other sinful actions, you need to solve this and break down the wall first. Only after that, you can receive the answers through the prayer and the fasting. When you pray to get rid of a sin, you need to thoroughly repent of our evil from the bottom of your heart and make an effort to be changed into the truth. Simply fasting and praying does not lead to sanctification. For example, those who feel negative towards another is unable to overcome their hatred and finds an easy way out by fasting. And they just right away do fast as soon as they feel uncomfortable or bad emotions against others. But they needed to make an effort to change their mind, change their thought about others. They felt uncomfortable. So we needed to take a trouble to ease our evil emotions, adding additionally with fasting. A fast of repentance is a humble act before God to point of the offering up their lives, but fasting with the evil inside already doesn't make sense. First, you need to repent of your evil and pray to completely get rid of a sin to receive the grace and the power from above. This will help get rid of hatred and the negative emotions from the heart. So actually, the fasting should be to get rid of a sin from your heart. Because some sinful nature is really not easy to get rid of just with a praying or making an effort. So when needed, you need to fast for get rid of the sinful nature. That is not easy on your effort or praying. But anyway, sums up, I told you that we need to make a lot of effort to change our thought and emotions, bad emotions to good emotions against other people, to get rid of hatred from your heart. So I mean that the first you need to make an effort to sin, get rid of a sin, and then additionally fasting would be work. Dear brothers and sisters, to offer fasting that are pleasing to God, you need to offer a fiery prayer hand in hand with the fasting. Some people who fast say they are too weak and tired to pray and spend their time lying down or sleeping. Those who do this are not offering a fast to God. They are simply abstaining from food. So where possible, you need to immerse yourself in the word and the prayer and pray even more fervently out loud than usual. And then I will explain the detailed ways to offering the fasting God pleads. So we need to listen to more words, more prayers when fasting period of time. It's important to prepare by the accumulating the prayer before entering the long-term fast and offer at least 5 hours of a fiery fervent prayers each day. This is also not a time to pray for fleshly aspect or for personal desire. You should pray for God's kingdom and His righteousness, including for the church first. When the late shepherd fasted for 30 days, he was on the verge of death almost every time, but still cried out a fervent prayer. So, for example, Moses, Daniel, so offered a long time fasting to get the power of God or the message, hidden message to expand the kingdom of God. He was trained to offer the long-term fasting by 15, 20 days of fast. Until the 6 days of the 40 out of the 40-day fasting was fine, but from seventh, God stopped helping him. So that 40 days of fasting was totally different from he did because there was no any God's help from the seventh day out of the 40 days of fasting. The late shepherd found it difficult. He had troubles sleeping, felt dizzy and nauseous. Later on, he couldn't even drink water. When he tried drinking, he vomited back up. And until finally, he vomited blood. Every moment was literally on the verge of the death. It was also the coldest Korea had recorded in the 60 years, where temperature reached the negative 17 to 24 degrees Celsius. So frost and an ice built up inside a prayer cave. The shepherd did not cease a prayer even in those harsh conditions. Though he didn't have a strength to walk, he cried out in fervent prayer for 30 minutes. Because the crying out in the fervent prayer is the life. Only life, so people who fast keep their life. Even it's hard to speak and walk, he'd cry out for 30 minutes or for 1 hour to receive the power. After hanging on for dear life, God would give him strength. It's weird that, but this kind of a power of a God, after crying out for 30 minutes and for 1 hour, he received the strength to pray and fervent prayer like normal people. That's a power. That's a strength was above the from Father God. Through prayer and the fasting to the point of death, the gospel of holiness we listen to now and that we experience now was revealed. I've never offered this long-term fasting, but Pastor Emeritus already prepared all of this through his devoting prayer and fasting. I'm so appreciated. This kind of a fast required fervent prayers. A thicker and a more rich fragrance of a prayer through fasting can reach God's throne, to which you can experience the work of receiving answers quickly. Fifth, in order to offer fasting that is pleasing God, you must submit yourselves and show disciples discipline. Isaiah chapter 58, 3-5 writes, "Why have we fasted so you do not see? Why we have humbled ourselves and you do not notice? Behold, on the day of your fast you find your desire and drive hard all your workers. Behold, you fast for contentions and strife and strike with a wicked feast. You do not fast like you do today to make your voice heard on high. It's a fast like this which I choose, a day for a man to humble himself. Is it for bowing one's head like a reed and for spreading out sackcloth and ashes as a bed? Will you call this a fast, even an acceptable day to the Lord?" What would God say if you were in the midst of the fasting but indulged in the games or made other people's lives difficult or fought with another? God would lament that, say how it could possibly be pleasing fast or how impossible it be a grand answers. Some people watch movies, news, and other worldly programs along with indulging in the various games while fasting. Or some condemn and judge others or gossip with untruth. Interest in worldly affairs can lead to conversations using evil and fatal words along with jokes. There are times where discord arises during the fasting and the people get hurt over words or get angry. This is occurs, then it cannot be a God-pleasing fast. Brothers and sisters, fasting is doing so with your life. It's an extremely humble act while completely relies on God's for grace. It's important to offer a type of a fast and aligns with God with all our heart, mind, strength, and the sincerity to truly move God. For example, you would purify your body and the heart and wear clean clothes before starting the fast. Though you need to do so always, it's important to be humbler and refrain from words during a fast and not indulging in any worldly games entirely. Normally, you continue to work or do housework during the short-term fast. This is necessary to be faithful in all house, but it would not be possible for long-term fast. This is because during long-term fast, you should not do any hard work that would strain your body, and you should fast while being completely devoted to prayer and the Word without coming into the contact with the worldly things or without any worrying. And when you meet people, you shouldn't converse about the worldly affairs or other people's issues. It's not possible to fast while going about your daily life. You need to fast in the seriousness and with self-control and stand in the truth without any wavering from beginning to end with joy, hope, and faith in the truth. Giving food to hungry, giving to the poor and the unfortunate, fasting without hiding the flesh, and doing good to others is a fast that is pleasing to God.
Fasting
Anyway, we need to offer fast with all our hearts, souls, and mind so that God is pleased with us. When you fast in a way that truly pleases God, the period of fasting won't seem difficult or boring. As you only think about God, your spirit becomes full and grace is bestowed. Searching for answers in faith controls and flesh and helps you become more fervent. God sees the faith you show and sends a power from above to overcome obstacles. If you offer fast that pleases God, you will be able to experience a spiritual power, become more fervent, and quickly receive the answers and the blessings. We believers enjoy the one-day fasting or one-meal fasting. So whenever you fast, what kind of fasting, just apply what you listen to today. Or during the workplace, and it is important that please refrain from the enjoying something worldly during the fasting. If you are during the fasting and you have to avoid the dinner together with your co-workers, you can find a wiser way to refuse that, to join the dinner or night time. Or you can finish the working earlier and then immersing yourself prayer and the fasting, and you can do work earlier morning next time using the flexible time. It's a really wiser way to be faithful all house around your workplace and your household. But please distinguish between the fasting God pleased with you and refraining from just food. So I hope you apply today's lectures to your life when you praying and fasting. If you fast to get rid of a specific sinful nature, you need to remember and mindful of that all the time during the fasting. So, if you read the book written by the pastor emeritus, such like Heaven or Hell, during your fasting, your sanctification will be processed out quickly. Sixth, in order to offer fasting that is pleasing to God, you must carry out the proper recovery method after fasting. I will tell you how to recover your body after fasting. Through the diet method. So usually one day fasting, so one day recovery diet would be really good to you. So you can rate kind of two-thirds for recovering your body through the diet. When we fast in the face before God, God sustains us so there are no lasting damages. But no matter how much we fast with the faith, we need to also follow the rules and do everything we can. A short 3-day fast can be okay, but the body will not be in peak condition after long-term fast. Weak bones and organs along with a lack of energy affect the immune system. Hair may fall out and your eyesight may become blurry. It's important to remember that the body is not yet in the perfect condition during the recovery and to avoid a successive physical movement or work. This doesn't necessarily apply for 3 days fast, mainly just for long-term fasting, I mean. A proper recovery is to replenish energy and help the body return to its normal condition after breaking the fast. If you fast well but don't conduct a proper recovery, problem can arise to the physical body. This is similar to after effect of improper care in the postpartum period. For 40 days of fast, life-threatening challenges can happen even during the recovery period. When God is pleased, He takes care so that the fasting and the recovery period can be completed without any problems. God grants a power of self-control to help us control the type and amount of food you eat. Though you have to put in the effort as well. As the recovery period approached with a great action concludes a complete and a pleasing fast before God, it needs to finish well. Some people do not follow with the appropriate recovery diet, so they become weak. As they continue to fast in the state, their body becomes weaker and weaker. But if you've done a proper recovery diet, your strength will recover quicker, you will be healthier, and your face shine with a glow. As you empty the stomach and cleanse through the fasting, your body can detoxify and reset if a nutritious recovery diet is followed. This will make the body healthier than before. You can see toxins are expelled from the body through the excrement after fasting as it includes unpleasant color and smell. How beneficial will be to your health if toxins accumulated over time in various organs are expelled? You have a light body and a clear mind. When you offer a complete fast pleasing before God, you can gain the great health benefits. Then, what does a proper recovery diet look like? After long-term fast, you should eat some plain broth or extremely diluted boiled rice broth water 4 times a day. So Koreans' main meal is the rice or grains. So at first, it will be consumed like a drink, but over time, it can be eaten in the form of a porridge. In the beginning, small amounts of fruits can be pureed, such as pureed apples about 4 times a day, like apple juice. After long-term fast, the stomach is a similar state to that of the newborn baby. This means even softest fruits should be ground then eaten raw. Porridge boiled with rice powder, pumpkin, vegetables, or bean sprouts are also nutritious. Approximately 3 to 4 days later, you will be able to eat the porridge without issue. At this time, small pieces of the fruits can be chewed without grinding it. So I recommend you use the rice grind to make a broth, and the next, the form of the porridge would be better to you. According to the shepherd's personal experience, His body's strength was quickly restored when he ate the porridge boiled with the peeled black sesame seeds and the rice. Side dishes should mainly consist of vegetables and recommended to cook without any seasoning, or at the most light seasoning, not salty one, not sweet one. It's very bad to your health. And your taste type would change through this recovery diet. If you are a sweeter eater or salty eater, even if you are able to consume the porridge, foods with spice, salt, and seasoning along with carbonated drinks should be avoided. You shouldn't drink milk or eat meat either. Small amounts of dishes like grilled fish are fine, but meat puts too much of a strain on the stomach. If you overeat without moderation, your face will be swollen. Because we need to take care of our stomach to recover completely. And if you don't binge eat and follow proper recovery diet pleasing to God, you will be able to see your skin becoming brighter and healthier. Weight can also be regained quicker. In the shepherd's case, he returned back to his normal body weight within a week, even after fasting for 40 days. Originally weighing 58 kilograms, his weight was 40 kilograms during the 40 days fast. After a week of a nutritious recovery diet, he hit 58 kilograms again. His body didn't weaken after fasting for 40 days, but was restored to its normal state in just 1 week. This is the power of God. But while the shepherd was fasting, he lost a lot of hair, but new hair grew after following a rigid recovery diet, and the blurry vision also ceased. The shepherd said that his body felt recharged with a cleanse and a new feeling. If you successfully complete the fasting followed by the proper recovery diet, you can offer the true fast pleasing before God and quickly receive the answers. Dear brothers and sisters, we will look at what kind of a fasting is pleasing to God. Whether your fast is a success or failure depends on whether or not you receive an answer and the reap fruits after the fast is completed. If you fast in a way that pleases God, the fruit of your prayer will definitely appear. Even if it's not immediately seen, your heart will feel assurance. And when the time comes, the answer will come visible. Today's passage in Isaiah chapter 58:8 says, "Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard." And according to this word, no matter the reason or subject of your fast, God responds quickly and saying, "I'm here." Dear brothers and sisters, when you fast, may you do with your whole heart in a way that pleases God. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your fast and prayers never fall to the ground, but reach God's and always bear many fruits of answers.
Hallelujah! Our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu, go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast up sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met an experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.